1 Kings chapter 15, verses 8 to 15, and 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verses 1 to 6. I begin with the Kings passage, 1 Kings chapter 15. Here we come to the reign of Asa, king of Judah. We read that he reigned in Jerusalem for 41 years, verse 10 of the 1 Kings passage. And we read that his grandmother's name was Maacah, and we shall meet her again in a few moments. Now, what do we read in 1 Kings chapter 15, verses 8 to 15? We read that the reign of Asa was excellent, especially in the beginning, and in the main, we can say that, some of it, that it was excellent. He was David's descendant. It says here that in verse 11, Asa did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, as his father David had done. Not literally his father, of course, but he was a descendant of David, physically, but he had his spiritual qualities too, in the main. What do we mean by that, and what do we understand by that? Well, God tells us, verse 12, he expelled the main male shrine prostitutes from the land. He got rid of all the idols his fathers had made. Notice this. He's not sucking up, as it were, and going along with his relations and his forebears. He's not following in their steps. He's prepared to say, no, my father's got this wrong. And he got rid of all the idols his fathers had made. And Maacah, his grandmother, is still alive, but he deposed her from her position as queen mother. She obviously had a role to play in that kingdom, but he got rid of her. Why? Because she had made an Asherah pole, and it's called a repulsive Asherah pole, and so it is repulsive. But it was repulsive, obviously, in Asa's eyes. And he cut down the pole, and he burned it in the Kidron Valley. Now, he didn't go the whole hog. He didn't get rid of the high places. Nevertheless, it says in verse 14, his heart was fully committed to the Lord all his life. And he dedicated gold and silver and his father's dedication too. And he brought it all into the temple of the Lord, the silver and the gold. That's 1 Kings 15, verses 8 to 15. If we go over to 2 Chronicles, chapter 14, verses 1 to 6, we get some additional points. He smashed the sacred stones, he cut down the Asherah poles, he removed the foreign altars and the high places, but obviously he didn't get rid of all of them. Nevertheless, doing this. And then we read this, he commanded Judah to seek the Lord, the God of their fathers, and to obey his laws and commands. He removed the high places and incense altars in every town in Judah, and the kingdom was at peace. We also read that he fortified the cities, and the Lord gave him peace, and there was stability in the reign, a spiritual stability, Asa's excellent start. Now, how are we going to apply this? Well, this is right bang in the days of the Old Covenant, so we're talking in terms of nation. We're now in the days of the New Covenant. It's not the nation. We're not talking about parliaments passing laws. What we're talking here is about the Church of Jesus Christ, the Ecclesia. Now, do we need men of Asa's stamp today? What stamp? Who can see things wrong, scripturally wrong. That's what he saw. And take steps to deal with it. Men of reformation. Men who will see the wrong, repent of it, and put it right to the best of their ability. I'm not talking about the nation. I'm talking about the church, the ecclesia. Is there a need in the church today? Well, I had an email overnight. And what did it say? Commenting on something I had written, my relationship evangelism. And this man made the comment that these places today should not be called churches, they should be called houses of entertainment. Is he right? Well, I think he is too often, yes. Now, what did Jesus do? Again, in the Old Covenant, he cleansed the temple, he whipped it out, the money changers, This is the house of the Lord, and he got rid of it. You've made it a den of thieves. We've made it a house of entertainment today. Not the temple, but the ecclesia. I say again, it's not the church, not the nation, but the church. But we need men of this stamp. It's the way of Christ. And Asa shows us a good example here. He doesn't let his family get in the way. Well, his fathers have done this. Well, you can't do what dad, you can't undo what dad did. And look, my grandmother's there, and I must be careful. Well, just let her die out. I remember being told by a pastor that in a Presbyterian church that they had, the trouble is they had an unregenerate elder, and they were waiting for him to die. What about repentance and reformation? What about putting things in order? No, Asa wouldn't let father and mother stand in the way, nor tradition, nor the usage. Well, we've been doing it for years, Asa, and we like it. No, that won't do either. He won't let any of that get in the way. It is God. It is God's law. It is God's commands. It's God's temple. I say we need men of Asa's stamp today who have the courage and the conviction to be reformers. The Reformation didn't stop surely in the 1500s, did it? Don't we always need to be reforming? I mean, the Reform talk about semper reformandum and all that sort of stuff in nice Latin text, but always reforming. Well, let's see it. They seem to get locked in the 1500s, in the 1600s with their confessions. They get locked in the day of the Puritans. My friends, we always need to be reforming. We always need to be going back to Scripture and taking out the rubbish and putting in the true. Well, let Asa speak to us. Let him challenge us. Let him rebuke us. Let him encourage us. May we walk in such a way today to be men and women, brother and sister, who will stand for Christ. We shan't be popular. The prophets weren't liked. Christ wasn't liked. Asa probably was not liked either. The people love these old ways, you know. They love the traditions. They love what they've been doing. But God demands obedience to his covenant and to his law. For Israel, Judah, in the days of the old covenant, that was the Mosaic covenant and the Mosaic law. For us, it is Christ's covenant, the new covenant, and it is the law of Christ. May we be men and women then who learn from Asa and practice the scriptures, put the scriptures into practice, whatever. Oh God, give us grace to know what your word says and to have the courage and the conviction to stand for your word, whatever the cost for us. May we lift up the banner of your truth, the standard of Christ in our time. Lord, reform the churches and bless us again that we may become truly the house of God. For Christ's sake. Amen.